This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. I am Harriet Rose and we're live now. Okay, so we've got amazing guests on today's show. Kirk Spencer is coming in a minute. Arctic Lake Chronicle and Molly Rainford is this week's champion. So tune in live now. And if you're watching at home, I just did an Instagram video. That's why that sounded weird. So we're going to kick off today's show with a song that I'm absolutely obsessing over. Megan Thee Stallion, otherwise known as Megan Pete, is a rapper from the USA. She's signed to 300 Entertainment. In fact, she's the first female rapper to be signed to 300 Entertainment. You know them from Reggie Snow, Young Thug. She's very, very fast becoming a big name in the music industry right now. Everybody is kind of she's bubbling basically. She's released a fair bit of music already, but the 24-year-old is prolific. She's very talented and she's got a lot of stuff coming for her. So let's take a listen to Reela, which is her brand new track. She's amazing. You're amazing. Welcome to FUBAR Radio.
Check, check, check.
Say, nigga, I don't wanna talk. Meet me at the bank, show me what you really bout. Niggas ain't real when the shit really count. That's why I keep my little cat in they mouth. Say, bitch, I don't got a cap. Everything I talk, yeah, I really did that. If you won't beef, then my bitch gon' scratch. I'ma get the money, so I let her handle that. Woo, 3JT, ayy, real bitches fuck with me. Ayy, I don't do shit for the free. Man, y'all niggas gotta pay me. Ayy, put some respect on my team, huh? I'm the 1501 queen, ayy. Bitch, you better learn who run it, cause all this money gotta come through me. Ayy, I keep it realer than real. Fuck all the critics and fuck how they feel. I'm getting money, it is what it is. They wanna know how I did what I did. Don't worry about why I do what I do, bitch, cause I ain't worried about you. Bitch, nah, I don't wanna be cool. Bitch, still hanging with the same crew. Ayy, cut a nigga off and my checks got bigger. Rich bitch shit got a broke hoe bitter. How to any bitch, I'm the hardest in the litter. If you think she bad, put her in, let me get her. Y'all praising bitches that's doing the minimum. They put that check in my hand, now I'm killing them. Don't wanna link with these bitches, ain't feeling them. I knock the shit out that bitch like an enema.
Yeah, I know these bitches want the recipe for this hot shit. I told them bitches I ain't gonna let one hater stop shit. I ain't gonna let no hater stop shit. Gucci down, these niggas love the way I rock shit. I'm a real rap bitch, this ain't no pop shit.
Ayy,
yeah, these hoes know who to play with. On the internet, I don't with the gang shit. They love to talk hot shit with a lame bitch. But when they come around me, they don't say shit. Ayy, your shit ain't pop, cause it ain't hot. Keep talking trash, I'ma come take your eye. Straight to the top, you cannot reach me. Ain't fucking these niggas, I'm making them eat me. Got that big budget with no major deal. Don't wanna fly out to go eat a meal. I am not signing for less than a meal. If you don't like it, then fuck how you feel. Dreams, fuck with Kale, J Bone, what's the deal? In the session with them bands, bring them guns over here. I keep it realer than real. Fuck all them critics and fuck how they feel. I'm getting money, it is what it is. They wanna know how I did what I did. Don't worry about why I do what I do, bitch, cause I ain't worried about you. Bitch, nah, I don't wanna be cool. Bitch, still hanging with the same crew.
Reela, Megan Thee Stallion. If you haven't checked her out, go and do it. Just so you know, Thee has got two E's. It's Megan Thee Stallion. Go and check her out now. So there's loads happening in music right now. Obviously, it was Eurovision over the weekend. I was pretty gutted. I only caught the highlights afterwards because I was actually out. But it seemed like a bit of a night. And I think we've got the Eurovision UK entry on tonight's show, right? The show after that, not on my show. On Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang's show after this, so you better stay tuned. Michael Rice, who finished sadly last with Bigger Than Us, won 16 points. But you know what? It's all about the taking part because Eurovision is so much fun and we love it. So it's great. And I'm just sad I missed it. I feel like one year I want to have a Eurovision party. Somebody organise that for me, please, because I'm rubbish at organising stuff. Also, a guest mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but Slow Tie has announced a UK tour, £5 tickets. Tickets go on general sale on May 24th, which is tomorrow at 10 a.m, and you can go for a fiver. Now, I really like the energy of this because obviously things are getting out of control with gig ticketing and all that. You know, you can now be buying tickets to gigs that are like 200 quid just to stand up. I'd pay someone 200 quid so I don't have to stand up. let alone stand up to watch someone play music. I'm only joking, I'm not that old. But I think it's a really great initiative, a great vibe. It's very in fitting with his energy to give out £5 tickets to make his tickets accessible to everybody. I love it. I love Slow Tie. I love what he's doing right now. All the music he's releasing is. We played last week his track with Skepta, which is a bang. We've also got heck loads of new music for you to play today. There's just really loads of new artists, and one of which is a really good friend of the show. We love him dearly, Oscar Scheller. If you don't know his name already, go back and listen to our interview, because he's a real stand-up chap. Plus, he's worked with some of the biggest names in music. He's worked with Mabel, he's worked with Ash Nico, he's worked with Girly, he's worked with... Who was I watching the other day? There was someone doing an interview, and they said he'd written part of their song. Like, he's on everything. This man is a talent, and he's also an artist himself. He's released a new track called Interstellar Disco featuring Pause. I believe in the video it's got Ash Nico and Girly as well. Go and check it out. He's amazing. Again, you're amazing as well, but check out Oscar Scheller. He's awesome. We've got a whopper of a show today for you. So much new music. It's so exciting. We're going to be playing some new Kate Tempest later. Lewis Blissett, who's a brand new artist, releasing new music right now. Isaac Dunbar. Plus, Molly Rainford's in the building. I had her as one of our main artists a few months ago, and she's champion of the week today. We're going to be playing two songs from her later. And also, finally, Yebba has released some music. She's released it with Mark Ronson, and it is sounding sexy as fuck. But first, this is Oscar Scheller, Interstellar Disco featuring Pause.
I'm lying awake, almost 3 in the morning. I'm so heartbroken and it's getting boring. Why can't I get out of my mind? I feel sick all the time, and I never get a reply. No, no, I wanna get wasted, will you be there for it? For it. Oh, I wish that I wish that I, oh, I wish that I could go dancing to alter destination unknown. So I need you to meet me outside the interstellar disco, 'cause we gotta keep dancing to alter destination unknown. So I need you to meet me outside the interstellar disco. Dance for me.
Destination unknown. So I need
Presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
The fucking king of R&B for me, Donald Jones, man.
You know, appreciate it. Love ain't going nowhere. You know, that's universal. That's God.
Yeah.
So that's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? We can all get sex and all of that. You know, we can talk about that, but the love, the makeup, relationships, breakup, those things, that's going to happen.
Yeah. So my friend Millie says, I want to know why he doesn't make music for us anymore. Who have I got to sleep with to get a 2019 joint?
I don't know who you have to sleep with, but I mean, you will get a 2019 joint, that's for sure.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Every Wednesday
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
My visionary is a vision. I watch her dancing by the window, and it rips my flesh to ribbons. And the whole world is just ripples in the middle distance. I listen to her hips, I push my kisses to her lips. We move like we were born to move. The night is teeth and pistons. And there is something in this tenderness that makes me want to live. Fire smoke. Her mouth sets free this captive. Come close to me. Free me. Let me untangle the madness that knots you. I drop to my knees and crawl across you. I tell you I've got you. It's fire smoke. So go on, give me 3 days of your body and mine. Time is a blind eye, and I see your mind in my mind's eye. You make me immortal. You take me to space. You are a planet, a place I've not known. Your body is home to rare gods. I kneel at their temple, I'm blown to bits. Gentle, ferocious, we are open. Explosives have nothing compared to these sparks, so let's fall apart and then lie with me breathing in the den of the dark. It's fire smoke. Your mouth sets free this captive. Come close to me, free me, untangle the madness that knots me. You drop to your knees, you crawl across me, you lick your lips softly. It's fire smoke. The fire rises between us and makes us get on the wrong trains, walk the wrong way, make strangers smile greetings on Lewisham Way. I bathe in this fire. It warms without burning, compels without force, and it turns without turning the world. So please, you keep your purpose, your poise, and your journey. I'll be by the fire, thinking nothing I've learned can prepare me for everything else that needs learning. Is this how it feels to feel certain? 'Cause for so many years my love's been a burden. But now comes this fire to cleanse and restore us, to fuel us and calm us and push us both forwards. Forwards.
That's Kate Tempest, Fire Smoke. I'd like to welcome Kirk Spencer's in the building.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
What did you call us earlier?
The legendary FUBAR Radio.
Legendary! Yeah. How are you, mate?
I'm very good. I've just been enjoying the sun. I've been constantly in the studio, though. So
yeah, so has it been a bit of a mole situation in that you come up to the light now and you're like, your eyes are kind of spangled a bit? You're like, whoa.
That's what it's like every day. Every time I leave the studio, I'm constantly in the studio creating for other projects, not just my own as well, but
yeah.
I'm excited that you guys like this project that I've been putting together.
Well, so I've just been chatting to you about it. It's called Death Kit 57.
Yeah,
let's break down the name first, because I love this. 57 was your childhood gang, first off.
It still is. It's still a gang.
Oh, tell me a bit about 57 then.
All right, so I mean, we used to be called ST, but ST kind of looks like 57.
And also it's too close to SDI, I think.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And we used to want to, like, spray paint it everywhere. So we had to kind
naughty
of...
Exactly, buggers.
Yeah. So we did a few little amazing, well, Banksy kind of stencils. We did our head teacher of our class.
Yeah.
We did a stencil of his face all around the local village where I'm from, because I'm from Nottingham.
Oh, sick.
And that was what we did when we were at school, kind of thing, and then kind of became a little bit more of a podcast, and then we did kind of, you know, comedy podcasts, and so that's kind of my gang.
Oh, gang.
Exactly, yeah, but we just...
Did your headmaster ever find out what you did?
A few of the teachers knew it was me and my friends, but we fully got away with it, so
sick.
It was all good, yeah.
Stay in school, kids.
Yeah.
And then Death Kit.
Yeah, so...
That's an interesting vibe, the Death Kit.
Yeah, I mean, I
one.
Really like the sound of it, but it's also, like, you know, the fact that every musician who creates and spends every minute of their time in the studio working on new projects, they're kind of putting their life on the line.
Yeah.
And anytime you're learning about music, you know, you're not going into an option where it's, you know, everything's going to be defined. You're going to have a crazy, crazy road. And I've just had a crazy, crazy journey even to be sitting here. And, you know, there's so much I've just experienced and so many exciting things. But, you know, there's a lot of hard places to go before you can even experience, you know, the best parts in the music.
Yeah, it's a dark place. It can be a dark place. It can be a really light place as well. It can be physically dark from the sounds of it in that studio as well.
It's actually not that dark, actually. We've got a balcony. And,
lovely.
A few studios. I'm based there in London, but I'm from Nottingham, and I'm looking...
You bounce back and forth, do you?
Not really, no. I'm mainly just purely in London, but I'm working in other countries now as well, working for other composers, working on music for film and other projects as well. So...
Well, let's talk about the album first, Death Kit 57.
Course, yeah.
So it's a total genreless vibe.
Cool.
It's you literally creating.
Exactly.
The
yeah.
whole way through. It's every song to song to song. And I sat and I listened to it, and it's not, you know, I think it's so easy to go, I don't like this kind of music, I like this kind of music. But in my job, I never can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the kind of music, I sat down and I was like, whoa, this is absolutely sick.
Yeah, oh,
from
amazing.
Song to song, I was like, everything was giving me something totally different from the last thing, but it also linked very well. You've worked with loads of artists on it. Firstly, let's talk a bit. I felt like the love was in the room with these artists that you were working with. Like the energy and the vibe with each track really demonstrated your passion for each of these people.
100%. These are all kind of, you know, upcoming and exciting artists who I'm friends with and who I've been able to develop quite strong relationships with out of the studio as well. And being able to work with people who you admire and, you know, their music is really important. But yeah, it was just an exciting process, and it was all natural, and that's why it's kind of called Death Kit as well. It's like everything is fully natural. It's just fully going into your own mind and into your own imagination.
It just felt, I don't know, it's weird. Like, I can't really put many words on it.
Yeah.
And I tried to, and it's very ethereal. I found it very ethereal, very kind of like a bit of a journey, but there's bangers in there, there's also chill tunes, there's also kind of like zen tunes, there's everything that you kind of need in one album.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm constantly creating, and that's only, you've only seen a small glimpse.
Yeah, so this is the first, this is part one, isn't it?
Yeah, and then part two is...
You're being greedy now, come on.
Yeah.
This was how many songs? How many is like 10?
I think 8 or 9. Yeah.
This is a giant EP. basically. It's an album. It's an album, though, isn't it? Eight songs is an album. So it's an album, and you've given us another album.
Exactly, yeah. I want to just have a constant
have
flow
of music.
Have
your cake and eat it. That's what you want, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, it's quite key nowadays of just having
absolutely
a constant flow. Because, you know, not every song's going to impact the way you imagine, and then some will as well. I've still got songs that are, you know, I made in 2011. Some of my first releases still being played on, like, Asian Network, and I was lucky enough to have opportunities to have my music played around the world at that point as well. And, you know, you never know which one's gonna, you know, go in that direction. So I'm just constantly creating, but I'm not putting out every single thing. There's still so much that no one will hear.
Yeah. But that's the case with every artist, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because
you have
to hide some stuff away, because maybe it's giving up too much of you, or maybe it's not, you know, you anymore or whatever.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of dark, like, even, you know, more banger music that I've held back as well, just because I wanted it to almost be more songs that you hear on this as well, and less instrumental kind of darkness for the club music as well. Because when I've been listening back to any of my older tracks, it's the songs that I felt like have been able to stay around and, you know, not feel like like it's just throwaway music.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
None of it is. It's weird because when you're making an album like this where you're the producer and you're producing so many different artists and tracks, it can sometimes be difficult not to go into that realm of, oh, people have you've lost interest and you've gone from on the fourth song. And it's like, it's a big album, you know, you split it into two, but at no point, it was like song to song, I was like, sick.
I really appreciate that.
Nice.
I
mean, it's a really good piece of work. Tell me a bit about the journey of creating it and how you picked the songs, how you kind of worked it from track to track.
Yeah, so every track's kind of got an incredible story. I think one of the formulative songs that made the album was a track called Aerial, and that was I basically sent about 30 or 40 demos to an incredible director called Gilly Clubbin.
Oh, okay.
And he is actually a bit of a fan of my music. He's
from
America. He's not just like an average guy as well. He's an incredible LA director, and he's just done his first feature film with some incredible names, and I've got music on there, and we've developed this crazy pen pal relationship where he's been sending music over to me, and I've been sending music over to him. But
For his work, so he wants you to pen stuff films, TV and stuff like that?
Exactly, yeah. So we've been speaking for 3 years, and then, you know,
what a relationship to build.
It's crazy as well, yeah. And it's for someone, you know, that high up in the Hollywood scene to
Hollywood, like, exactly, darling.
You know, to be interested in my music was an honor. And not only that, we've been able to do the music video for Aerial. So
sick.
He actually picked
a little bit of give and take. Nice.
Exactly, he picked that track Aerial out of a bunch of 30 songs. I wasn't going to do anything with that song at all, so I just sent him 30 bits of music. He picked that track, and he did his own aerial drone video to it. And I was like, it was not just any kind of like GoPro aerial drone. It was like the Hollywood footage, and he put it to that.
It was like
video.
The Learjet of GoPros. I mean, of drones. It was like they were taking names with this drone.
It was insane. It was like the most inspiring video. And then I was like, okay, this needs to be the best song. So I was actually singing on that track first with my little auto-tune voice. And
is it the opening track? I can't remember what number
it's
it is.
It's the second track.
Second.
Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, I need to get my vocal off, and I was able to collaborate with CC Jack on that
track. I was
going to
say, I didn't think it was you. I thought it was another name on there.
Yeah. But that's the kind of journey of that song, and then everything else started to form after that was nailed, working with all the other artists as well. But that, you know, because I was so wanting to get that track right for the video that he kind of gave me, made it actually birthed the first track on the album, All This Time, which is the same BPM, and then
that's got no feature on it.
That's got
it?
No feature, yeah. And then it goes into that one, and then it goes into the third track, which was birthed from the vocalist trying to be on Aerial, but it didn't kind of, the vibe just didn't work.
Really?
So that's what pretty much spawned this main project, and then a few of the other tracks just came naturally.
So
well,
it kind of all unraveled as you did that, you know, one momentous thing, making that connection. He then directed you to kind of go, look, this is what I want to do. That's insane.
And it was not just like a 1 or 2 month relationship. We've been speaking for like 3 years.
So you respect this guy and you've got that.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, even to be speaking about him. He's coming to London and he's just getting the film distributed and we've got music on the film and there's just some opportunities that we're going to put together. I feel like I'm going to be, you know, working with him over a long time. So
sick.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about Product, the track. Is it Aday?
Aday. Yeah, she's awesome and she's like the nicest person in the music industry. And
that's always good to hear.
Yeah, she's so cool and she's got a great team behind her. She's going to do really well. She's got a really unique sound for her music as well. And we just linked up together. And this was when my studio was there. It's like wasn't even a studio. It was a little bedroom, and it's when I kind of first moved into my new place, and I didn't have a proper studio space.
And you had to invite this poor girl to your bedroom to record a demo.
Exactly, yeah, and it was quite embarrassing.
You were like, sorry. There's a cereal bowl there, sorry. Yeah.
But now, you know, that room's a proper studio, and then nice. We've got access to these other studios, and we work together on other things as well, so.
Sick. Well, let's have a little listen to that, and then we're going to come back, because you've got a really exciting project coming up, which we're going to talk. We can't talk too much about it.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk a little bit about it after this, because it's absolutely mind-blowing what you're going to be up to. Right. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to introduce your track product for us, mate?
Yeah, this is myself, Kirk Spence, the Product featuring Aday.
Swallowed up and dying to know. It's tearing me down. Little to say, I suffocate. What's up? It's all in my head. How do I find my feet? I cannot find my feet. I'm blind, the trees breathing me up. Forget you can't from grace, jotting the dirt straight to the heart. I'm falling. I'll swallow it up. On my way out.
Spencer right there.
Hey.
Product featuring Ade.
Ade, yeah.
Yeah, sick, man. Lovely song. I was just trying to sound really clever to Kirk. I was like, oh, yeah, you used some live stuff. And I was like, not in this one, no.
It's actually all on a machine.
But it sounds so like it sounded really live.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
The genius of robots.
I mean, that's what you got to do with anything is really make it sound. And, you know, even if you're doing graphic design, you want it to be human. And
oh, yeah.
And that's the key with everything I do. I'm trying to do that anyway. So that's what you achieve when you go hard.
Go hard and go home. Now tell me, so you've got a really special project you're working on, which sounds amazing. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this is a crazy, crazy story. I mean, 2011, I released this. It was called Enter the Void EP, and it was a mixture of kind of like Indian sounds, Indian classical music with electronic music. And what it did is kind of, it was my first EP, and it helped launch me into, you know, being known in the music industry.
Yeah.
And then it was an inspiring project because I'd never put anything out, and it was able to, you know, be on the radio. And then from there, I was like listening to a lot more Indian classical music. And I've always been into that because my mum's a yoga teacher. And,
sick.
You know, I've had people's CDs like MIAs landing on my table from my best friend's sister when I was like 16. So I've kind of been growing up with that kind of side of music. And then 2011 made me just go super hard digging. And anyway, I found this composer and I've been listening to this composer since then, like quite a lot, because this composer is a huge composer called Ilya Raja. And he's so creative. He'll kind of go from one section of a song to a complete different wacky section, something that you would never hear in any kind of music, Western music. And not only that, the sounds that he would use in the old recordings were just completely morphed and completely alien. And that's what attracted me to it.
And you said he's 75?
He's 75 now. He's done over 1,000 movies and
composed for them, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in those movies, they have hit songs in them. So he's actually a genre in India. He's got that many
hits.
He's
like their kind of like pinnacle. He's like the major celebrity, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And
he's huge.
You know, I reached out to him and his team about a year ago, and I wanted to do an official project, so have official stems,
yeah,
and you know, rework them in an official capacity. And
which for anyone listening means it's like not taking the song off, buying it and then rejigging it. It's actually having their stems,
exactly,
like, which means the different layers of the track separated and given to you so you can work on it properly.
Exactly, yeah. So you know, having those stems gives you a lot more control. But it took about, you know, a year of just speaking to his manager, and they finally said, oh, okay, we're going to come to London. These are the dates. And
right.
Then, I've, you know, been experiencing this artist on YouTube and not like anything else, you know, because their culture is quite different. I mean, obviously, if you have a hit artist in another country, then you might not know them in the UK, might not know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, whatever circles you roll in. So I went to the meeting not even, you know, knowing how much of a huge
star he was.
Yeah, so I get there and I think I've completely like fumbled the meeting, but they say, you know, you've got 2 days and come up with a remix. And I go, oh, okay, you got stems on you. And they're like, no. Anyway, so I did 4 remixes in 2 days. Not only that,
Did you sleep?
I did. I actually slept really well. I did it quite easily.
Which wow!
Because yeah, I didn't expect anything to come for it. So I did a visual to one of these 4 remixes, and then I presented it to them in the studio. And I'm still like, they're quite quiet, so I'm expecting.
You're thinking
them.
This is a no.
Exactly. Yeah. And then finally, you know, after I played the 4 remixes and a visual to like 2 of them, so they can like see it on the bigger screen, they're like, okay, we're going to fly you out and this, and this. And then I'm like, nah, it's not going to happen. Like,
well, yeah, you thought it was all talk.
Exactly, yeah. And then they start going, okay, you need to get your visa ready and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, I might as well get a sorted just in case. So I fly out and then I work on, and even, you know, that whole journey is crazy because with that 2011 EP, I was like, with this EP, I'm going to hopefully go to India with this. So
you said that when you made it.
I said it after I put it out. I was like, this has to take me. And obviously, it's been like 7-6 years. And
yeah.
I was like, I was you obviously almost not giving gonna up. Go. Yeah, and I didn't want to go and buy a ticket. Do you know what I mean? I knew music had to buy the ticket for me. And anyway, so I go there, I work on music for film, I work on, you know, hit songs with the maestro, that's what they call it. And then the next then the week after, while I'm still there, I work on the project that I wanted to work on, which is this a remix album with them. So that's what we're putting together. And
wow,
yeah. So it's
what a moment for you, man! Congratulations!
Oh, thank you so much.
And there's some big artists that are going to be involved. We're not going to mention any names, but it's going to be sick. It's
exactly,
going to maybe
yeah.
be some big artists that we know of.
Exactly.
But even so, whatever yeah. happens, you're working with a. Pretty much a god who's in the music terms of yeah. your life. So that's so exciting.
Oh, it's been crazy. And
oh, congratulations, yeah. man! I can't wait yeah. to hear it.
Oh yeah, well yeah, we've got some really good tracks floating around now.
Sick. But, yeah. Well, it just shows, you know, you put the energy in, you put the effort in, and it does come to you. Mm. Might take a few years, might take a few minutes, and you might think, oh, this isn't it, and then it suddenly is. You're on a plane to India.
Exactly. And then it's the best feeling. It's a point in my life where I did shed a tear. I was like, wow,
good for you.
And then music has actually, because
music did that for you.
Exactly.
Like,
and
it's
it can
crazy.
It can save you. It can really help take you where you want to go. You just have to kind of believe in it. And
but anything that you
hard.
Love can do that, you know, whatever yeah. your passion is can take you there.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is so awesome.
It's awesome. And then, you know, you get these little signs along the way, like it might be a small thing. It's kind of like The Alchemist. I don't know, have you read The Alchemist?
No, I haven't.
It's an incredible
I've read
book.
Harry Potter.
It's kind of like, it's not like Harry Potter. It's kind of a story that gives you signs like Harry Potter would.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Essential
Aloha
teachings.
Alohomora and stuff like that.
Kind of, yeah. It's like, you know, okay, this is a sign.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like the you'd put yeah. that EP out, you put the energy out into the universe, and then the universe went out and was like, "How can we make this happen?"
Yeah,
and then boom, tickets to India 7 years later.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of cool projects in between and worked with a lot of amazing artists and had, you know, been able to see other parts of the world. So.
And we've got part two of the album coming as well. You
exactly.
finished it. It's done.
Yeah, it's all done, and it's being delivered. So
when is it coming?
Yeah, it'll be like July, August.
And oh, so not too long.
Yeah but we might be putting them out as singles a little bit before
nice.
While we drop the whole project.
Some
so,
summer
yeah.
summer joy for us.
Yeah, it's actually a lot more summery, and the part one that you'll hear is a little bit more of the winter feel. So
yeah.
Maybe a little bit later tonight you guys can, you know, check that out when it's a little
Dude,
darker.
Go and check out a bit of Kirk Spencer. Yeah, it's a nighttime listen. And if you like to you can zen out and you can party to the album.
Oh right, yeah, I didn't know yeah. you could party to it, but definitely on the part two you can party a little bit more, and then, you know, everything that you hear after that's going to get a little bit more party.
Okay,
and,
so yeah, we're yeah. going from naught to 100% party, which I like.
Kind of.
We're
yeah,
going
still
on a slow
slight,
journey.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
into 100% party.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kirk Spencer, for joining us. It's
thank
been a
pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and, you know, this is an incredible show, incredible radio station. And
thanks, man.
Yeah,
we
I'm
appreciate
a, I'm
that.
A fan, so yeah.
Oh,
could
we're a fan
yeah.
of yours. Yeah. Can't wait to hear about this, also, this new project that you're doing in India. Keep us informed. Let us know how it goes.
100%.
Sick, man.
Yeah.
We're going to play a bit of Mark Ronson now. Thank you so much for coming in.
I'm a hero. I'm a hero.
Tell me, baby, what's on your heart? Because I've been wandering around in your dark. I got way too many questions. Always learning lessons. Loving too hard. Give me just a second to breathe. 'Cause you've been turning all the tables on me, yeah. Whenever you would get up in your feelings, I would always listen. Now you turn around and leave. Oh, if we fall apart, let's do it in the dark. Hit me in the heart this time.
Cause circles in my mind. Yeah. Anticipating, 'cause you know I'm never satisfied. And I don't wanna hear the reasons why. Why we fight? Yeah. Or if we fall apart, let's do it in the dark. Hit me in the heart.
Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
This picture perfect, so deceiving. I'm still the lost boy I used to be dreaming. Hit the vending machine in the courtyard. Racks in your sports bra, room service cleaning. Eyes bleeding, sun creeping through the drapes. Crushed buds on the mountaintop, diving in the lake. Love ended with the summer. Funny how we turn a beamer to a bummer anyway, eh?
And it's all I need. I don't wait, end on
Summer by Celeste. We love that girl. She was in the studio a few months ago. Check out the interview if you want to. If you want to. Arctic Lake are here. Hi, guys.
Hello,
hello.
How are we all?
We're super good. Yeah,
no, I want to make sure I've got all the mics. I don't think I do. Maybe this one. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, maybe I was out there.
I can hear you now.
Oh, turn Andy down. Oh, yeah.
Andy, we've turned you off for the whole thing.
Don't worry, I'm completely used to that. It's fine.
This is perfect. I can hear you all. Can you?
Can you hear me? There we go. Hello.
Hello.
That's nice.
Great.
Have I got these right, Nat?
Nice
can you hear us? Oh, lovely.
Voice.
Now I'm doing my job right. Okay. How are we, guys?
Yeah, very good.
Sweaty.
Sweaty. Sweaty.
Sweaty. It's been very hot.
It's super hot.
We've been very busy, but it's very good.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. That should be fixed. Can you
fantastic.
Hear?
Fantastic.
Oh, there we
that.
Go.
Oh, my God. I could do some ASMR.
God, I really can't. Oh, my God.
No, Paul's inside my head. Food.
Is that the new? Like is that going to be the new single ASMR?
Yeah, it's just me speaking and eating really loudly into
the
microphone.
Lewis Capaldi ASMR.
Yeah, yeah,
that
it's
is
great.
Brilliant.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
We absolutely love him. We just follow him on Instagram, watch him every single
he's
day.
He's our Instagram inspiration for our stories.
He's like a comedian as well, isn't he? Like
I mean,
originally, I think
yeah.
he was a comedian.
No way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A comedian who could sing really, really well.
Adam said when he saw him live, he basically just told jokes for 90% of the time.
That makes so much sense.
By the way, here's a few songs.
It's a bit like our set, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Just
I like
one
it.
One big joke.
Well, let's talk about your music now, because your music is what we're here for. Let's talk a bit about Holding On. That's the new single, isn't it?
It is indeed.
What are you holding on to, guys?
Life.
Yeah. Just holding on by just the tippies of your fingers.
Yeah,
aren't we all? Aren't we all? But no, let's have a little bit of chat about the track. It's kind of a very like melodic and powerful tune.
Oh, thank you.
But what kind of went into it from your side?
There was a lot of crying.
Oh. Fair bit well, the tracks of your tears are what I want to hear in a song. So listen, I'm here for it. But it's a good, it is a, you know, cathartic thing making music, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It actually was. There was a lot of realisation of certain emotions. I think we all...
Tons of crying.
We all cried quite a bit making
there's
it.
There's like a 3-hour time slot where we're meant to be
session.
Doing vocals where we're just like sitting in the coffee shop downstairs just like very sad. But you know,
can I ask
got
why?
Us in the mood. We're just talking, basically, Emma's got this thing where she kind of doesn't really say what the songs are about sometimes.
It's more...
And the, which is fine, I'm not having a go.
It's more just because...
It too much.
It's more just because... I always thought it was really nice. You know, everybody makes their own interpretation.
Absolutely.
They relate to it on their own level. And so I was always like, I don't want to, like, you know, lay it all out because I feel like you rob people of that thing that they get from music. But then...
And then enter Paul.
And then like, Paul has
exactly
slowly...
Paul's
slowly been, you know, nurturing me and telling me how actually it slightly becomes a little bit more powerful if you lay your cards out.
It's a bit of both. I think allowing people to have that moment is great, but also that insight into your mind is always very...
Yeah, I just find I connect more when I hear, like, the story behind it, you know? And anyway, the producer we're working with, just I hadn't mentioned anything that day, just to put me in the clear. He just wanted to know what it was about, you know, get the vibe and everything, and then was kind of like not, you know, not really going there. And then in the end, it was, you know, it got a bit
like,
too much, I think.
And how did that feel to do that in kind of in front of a stranger in a way?
Oh, he's like our best friend now.
I actually feel like it's easier to talk to a stranger.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, that's
why.
What therapists are for. We pay strangers to go, I'm weird. Let me tell you about
what's
it.
Wrong with me?
I think that's the only reason we make music, just so we can go in with people and have therapy.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Matt Goodison, he was like, we did absolutely no music. It was 99% therapy. And that, just made us feel so much better. We used him a lot, I think.
Yeah, I think it's...
We used him.
We just used him for therapy
We used
sessions.
Him and abused him. Can you pull your mic towards you?
Oh, yeah, is that better?
That's better.
Let's
lovely.
Right
in your vocal cords. No, I think it's, you know, that time in the studio is very precious because it's you... And as well, totally respecting your want to hold back. Because it's if it's something that is dear to you or not dear to you or has hurt you or whatever, I feel like it's got to be you that lets it open, and it's good to have people encouraging you to do that.
Definitely.
But also, it's good that you make the decision yourself and that you cry, because crying is actually sick. Like when
I've just got into it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So I never usually cry. I think I've got something. I think I'm miswired. Something's not wired correctly.
Right.
And then recently, it's so good.
You know when you see those adverts on Facebook and it's like a cat like dying or whatever.
I watched one the other day and Emma saw it over my shoulder
and she
was like, and it was like, I'll never remember that cup of coffee. And it's, and he was like, this woman served me this cup of coffee in an airport.
Yeah.
And she was just so happy about life. And I was just so like, oh my God, she is so happy about
And did
life.
You cry?
I got a little bit tearful.
Okay, so I'm the emotions
single,
are coming.
Do you know what? I'm single. Usually like one manly tear comes out. I say manly. Like one tear comes out of my face. And it usually, yeah, that's what usually happens with me.
So now you've unleashed the emotion.
Yeah.
Does that feel better?
Mm.
Maybe you're not used to it yet.
Yeah, just I'm in a transitional period.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, I think it's a good place to be, and it's a very powerful place to be for men and women.
Mm,
should we play? Should we do this thing on the radio whilst we're here and just see who can cry first?
Okay, yeah.
Are you game?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
On your marks.
Get set.
I don't know. Go.
Are we just like pushing really hard on our eye ducts?
This is great radio when no one can
see us. I'm actually doing
it
now.
This is the worst radio ever.
Okay, all failed. Well done, everyone.
Okay.
So tell me about, hold on, you've just added some tour dates. You did March in Oslo, Hackney.
We are now doing in October.
We
just rescheduled. We pushed it back a bit.
Oh, you rescheduled. I'm so sorry. Tell me a little bit about what's happening in October.
So we're doing a full UK tour.
Whoa.
We're going up to Glasgow, which is very good because we like Glasgow. It's culinary delights.
It's great.
That's the only reason we play that. Well,
the people are sick.
No, not even the people.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the culinary delights.
The accent is the best.
We're doing Manchester, which is good. Yep. We're going to do the soup kitchen there.
Amazing.
Oslo in Hackney. And we're doing the Louisiana in Bristol.
That's right.
What an exciting kind of...
Yeah, a little run. It's going to be well good.
Well, the thing is about doing something like that in October is you've got the whole summer and then the summer ends and you're like, oh, what am I doing with my life? Boom,
exactly.
Going on tour.
It's
going to
be cool.
Yeah,
We've got some next week. We're doing a couple of secret shows.
Yeah.
That's all we can say about it. Some secret shows.
Yeah.
And we're going around the country for that. We've got some really nice Airbnbs booked.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's, oh, yes.
And when do you announce the secret shows? Or are they, I think I know what it is.
So secret.
Yeah, is it announced on the night kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
Yeah,
so we've got
that's the one.
That is the one.
Yeah.
But we're doing a little run of it. They've been very nice to us.
Oh, nice.
We're playing an Apple Store gig next week.
I've heard.
We're basically just trying to get free stuff.
Yeah.
Not going to work.
I mean, let's see if you can get away with some AirPods at least.
Yeah.
Yes.
My screen has been broken for like a year. That'll be amazing.
We're just going to go in with our phones.
I broke it before and got a fake screen.
No, don't tell. Don't.
I'm just
going to
be like.
That.
I'm just going to be like.
The fake screen is awful.
Look, man,
it doesn't go as bright as a normal.
Basically, you need to go in, start singing, and just pick your phone up.
Well, I think if I start singing,
everyone would freak out. But I mean, when you start singing, pick up the phone, smash screen.
Yeah.
Boom.
Or just accidentally drop it at the show and be like, oh, it was on your...
I have to get it on their insurance.
Exactly.
What else? I'm also going to give them a 300-word critique of the new 2018 MacBook Pro as well. I've printed it off.
Do you make music on... do you do stuff... What programs do you use on your laptops?
We're in Logic.
Logic, which is Apple's, and a bit of Ableton for Live. And that's about all we can handle.
Yeah.
That is it.
Keep us what
you
can handle.
I don't want to learn anything else new in life.
Ever.
Nope. We've learned it. We're sticking with it.
Done.
The music's going to stay
done.
The exact same.
I would live your life like that, to be honest.
Yep. If you're expecting
verbatim.
Anything new from the new music, no. It's the
Nothing's
same now. Nothing else we're learning.
I
actually saw that you guys got a new studio. How's that work?
Did,
a couple of months ago or a month ago. How's that going?
It's not too far from here, actually. It's nice. It's like a little studio share thing, but it's just really nice to have like a space that isn't our bedrooms, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, where you can't
makes
just...
you feel like real-life musicians.
Yeah, where there's not a bed that you can lie down in if you get a bit bored, you know?
Yeah.
Which is always a danger.
Can I just talk a bit about your bedroom?
I mean, if you want.
So Paul's got a bedroom, and it's...
He's got a bedroom!
It's quite small, and the bed consumes the whole of the bedroom.
It's basically a Harry Potter...
I don't have a wardrobe.
I think it's a bit creepy.
Is it one of those ones where you walk in and you just have to jump?
Yeah.
So we'll go around to work, and then we'll be like, oh, we're on the bed.
Oh, straight.
There's like a one in one out policy as well.
One in one out.
Yeah, so it's like there's like
before
a
before we go any further, can we just clarify? All fully clothed. All
I got that.
All in work mode.
I get that.
It's just because I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones recently, so don't get into weird incest band interrelations. It's all professional.
Good. Emma, you were telling me one in, one out?
Yeah, there's a one in, one out policy, basically.
So moving on, our next single is going to be Shadow.
Emma, can you stop interrupting Emma?
So
I'm
going
to ask you to leave out of the room in a minute.
Okay.
You leave naughty
the,
boy.
Leave the women, okay, to it.
All right, tell me about the one in, one out.
There's, you basically, the door doesn't open all the way with all of us in the room, so one person has to leave, one person can enter.
My rent is a lot.
This is insane. Where do you live?
I live,
you don't have to tell us on the radio, actually.
42 and no. It's fine. I just had to take out my wardrobe so I can put the desk in there with the music stuff.
Oh, and then it's like literally a desk and a bed,
clothes under the bed. I can't own any clothes that I have to iron because I can't keep them anywhere.
You're like the princess and the pea. You're living on your own clothes.
Yeah, literally.
Tell me a little bit about the new music that you've been creating outside your bedroom, yes, in the new studio. What's coming next, guys?
So we're dropping a music video in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then the second single, which is a little bit upbeat.
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
It's still really sad, though. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's still really sad.
It's like one of those...
Just a bit upbeat.
Yeah, it's called
Shed a Tear, which is very appropriate since what we've been talking about.
But I think it is like, I think it's really wonderful to hear that you've all, because obviously, like you were saying, that you kind of find it maybe easier to reach that emotional point, but not in front of others, but that you all are reaching it together.
Yeah. I mean, I think the whole using music as a medium is, I guess that's how I, it's almost like a defense barrier, isn't it? It's like you can go on and sort of share everything that you're going through without having to, like, I'm being a bit of a wimp.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of like, you know, when you do a job like mine or you're an actor, you put on a persona because you don't want to give, because if I'm giving all of me, then I would be like a shell, because you wouldn't be able, you've got to give all of you into the music and then be like, ha, you don't really know what's going on in my mind. Well, you do, because I've just written it down and sang it at you. But, well, that sounds really exciting. And I like the idea of maybe a more upbeat. It's good to switch things up a bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
There's some summer vibes going on, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Some like 80s summer happening in there, which is cool.
Definitely some 80s stuff.
Well, what's your inspirations, each of you independently? What's kind of, let's start with you, Emma. What's the kind of thing that inspires you to start music?
Originally?
Yeah, or like whatever inspires you now. Like you can. So for some people, it's the same thing. So
originally, it was my dad playing new romantic 80s music and jazz records. And I was like,
amazing.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Now, what inspires me now? I think it's just like direct experience, you know? Or even just sometimes I'll hear like a friend of a friend's story and I'll be like, oh my God. So that's the other thing, that some of our music, like not every song is directly about us. It's just all about human interaction.
Well, yeah, because sometimes there are things that go on that you don't experience, but other people do, and you kind of vicariously experience. All right, lads, what do you think? What's your sort of early inspiration?
Paul, I'm inspired by Paul quite a lot.
By my bedroom, yeah?
And so Andy's inspired by Paul. What's Paul inspired by?
By Andy.
Sorry, mate.
Paul's like, no, sorry.
Sorry, man. Traditionally, when I was a teenager, I was a big heavy metal fan.
Oh, sick.
Which, you know, now the music we make doesn't make a lot of sense. But actually, I just ran a half marathon on Sunday, and what got me through it was literally like Lamb of God, like Slipknot.
I was going to say, have you listened to the new Slipknot song?
Yeah, I actually put it in there. It was great. I loved it, you know. It just makes me want to, like, punch people and, like...
Punch people and run really, really,
you know,
fast.
But
that's
now,
the dream.
But now it's more like, I love a pop banger, you know.
I love a pop banger.
Come at me.
You are all about the pop banger.
Love it.
I like that, though, because I feel like now we're a little bit easier to admit that we're happy to like Slipknot and Ariana Grande at the same...
It's fine to like that, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's all melodies, man.
Andy?
I had a similar thing to Paul. When I started music, I really liked the Ramones. I just used to listen to them every single day, and that's all I'd usually listen to. But now it's basically everything. I really like... I've been into Rye for quite a while.
Yeah.
And the new stuff with Oliver Arnold's has come out, and that's really good. Just everything, yeah. It can be from, like, absolute naughty pop bangers.
Yeah, yeah,
to something
naughty.
Slow and, like, sorrowful that's going to make you weep. So just like anything in between.
Yeah, I've got to the point where I have about 50 playlists because I'm like, oh, I need something for every second of it. It's like when I'm in the bath, when I'm walking from room to room, when I'm relaxing, when I'm slightly relaxed, but not too relaxed.
Yeah.
It's like, because you need music for every moment now.
Yeah. because there's so much.
It's too true.
Totally.
Well, let's have a listen to Holding On. I'm really excited to hear. When's the next single coming? Do we know, or is it in the next few
it's
months?
It's going to be end of June.
We'll probably pop it out
at the end of June. Great. Sick. Nice. Well, make sure you send it over to us and we'll get it on the show.
Definitely. Fantastic.
Do you guys want to introduce Holding On for me?
Should we do it in ASMR style?
Yeah. Go on, Emma. I want that, yes.
Do I don't even understand this thing. Is it just like
it's
very softly spoken?
Yeah.
Spoken.
Okay,
so.
With
one last look, you say goodbye.
I think
he said. And I'm still standing here. People, they really know how to hurt you.
Check my back.
No one hurts me quite like you.
Yeah.
Creator of the sitcom Time Wasters.
Yes. And I can imagine if we do a Series 3, the amount of stuff that I will get rid of for Series 3 as well. A
couple more white people, I suppose.
Yeah! Well, I'll probably get rid of all the white people, actually, and just make it all black. That's my aim. Just an all-black sitcom where we just are racist to white people.
Wow.
If that's even possible.
That's kind of crazy.
It is, but that's comedy.
Every Friday, Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club from 12 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
side while they weaken the havoc. There's no random access here. Erase what they call memory. I'll make sure they remember me until they disappear. Asking permission for where it stands. I don't know where to hide when saving. Takes more than you will ever understand. It's falling into one. I wish I'd never seen the danger that life posed to me, circling all around me. I hope for memories that never fade like her and me. Worshipping unto the ground we fake it till we make it. That we dream about nothing but us. Take it till they break us. They'll be screaming out, misplacing our trust. Ooh, I'm asking permission for where it stands. I don't know where to hide when saving. Takes more than you will ever understand. It's falling into one. If I had answers, no one listens. I won't get down with that system. Lifelong prison. Life's too short to leave it to them. Theory tells me if we wait, my own story serves the waitress. Fool as a plate gets empty questions. Something I cast on leg. Dress me down like naked clones that shed their souls for cheap romantics. Bless the antics where human intelligence. So as you know, it's all or nothing. Show some grace or mind my love. Souls keep swimming against the current. Show me the love. Asking permission for where it stands. I don't know where to hide when said and done. Takes more than you will ever understand. It's falling into one.
Rolling into one. Chronicles here. How are you, babe?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, everything got a bit cooler when you walked in because you brought your skateboard with you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you skateboard everywhere?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of like a part of me.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. I've always wanted to be able to skateboard. I could never skateboard. I just skateboarded on my bum, like sat on the skateboard because I was too scared.
Well, that's fine.
Is it, though?
Yeah, I think it's
really uncool.
No. I feel like that, in some ways, that could be a bit cooler. I mean, it's kind of out there, you know?
I think you're trying to make me feel better.
No, I'm very honest.
But I appreciate it. Okay. I appreciate it massively. So you hail from Sweden. Is it Stockholm that you actually are from? Which is obviously a huge music capital.
It's
artists like Peter Bjorn and John from back in the day, but now so many massive producers and artists coming out of Sweden making great music and kind of going all over the world with it. So what was it like growing up music wise in Sweden? Was it a good environment?
Yeah, I think what makes Sweden in general such a good country for music is that we got like a freedom in school when it comes to music.
So
what I've heard at least is like over here it's more like classical music and stuff that you learn.
What's it like for you at school?
It's kind of like, you know, play an instrument you want. It's very creative. We start with it straight away when we're like five. I think there's definitely a lot of creativity in school that I think in general kind of makes people feel a bit more free when it comes to music and
interesting. Never knew that, because I guess thinking back, like, the instruments I played at school were the recorder, which is the one we played when we were young, and then the trumpet and the piano. And that is all very classical, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. So we can play like drums and guitar and bass.
Sick.
And like, you know, the congas or whatever you want to.
Well, specifically the congas, like the maracas.
Get some maracas
in there.
Yeah. Anything. Really.
I was only ever really allowed to do the triangle where you just like bang on the triangle.
Yeah, that one's hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that's the easiest one. And I just got put in the corner with a triangle and told to shut up. But listen, you know, it's a really exciting place to be. And it sounds like you have been generating musicians in Sweden for a long time because of the chill back attitude of
I've been thinking about it, and I actually, that's my conclusion.
Yeah, well, that makes total sense, because you're right. Maybe it's changing now in the UK. Maybe it's becoming a bit broader. But I do think people tend to stick to the classical vibe, don't they?
Yeah.
And then you've now started to create your own energy. Your second single, Fools, it came out Thursday, the 25th of April, so not so long ago. And do you feel like you found exactly what you want to be in music right now?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's been very, it's been quite a journey to get here.
Yeah.
But now I feel like finally, I've always had a vision of what I wanted to do after what I used to do in music. And I always kind of knew, okay, I want this element in there, and, you know, the rock music and the electronic stuff. And I've always been a bit of a pop writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted everything that I like
in one
thing, you know. So
yeah, because it's definitely got punchy pop vibes. A bit of garage, bit of dance, bit of everything. It's the follow-up to Heads Up and High.
Yeah.
What's the journey for you from now? You know, you've dropped this a couple of weeks ago. How have you found the reaction to it? Have you spoken to some of your fans? Are they loving it as much as the other one?
I think it's been really good. I've had a few like messages saying, you know, it's kind of they like it from listening to like Head Up and High, it's been positive.
Which is what you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to know that the music you're trying to connect with is connecting with people, which is really lovely. And what are you working on right now?
Right now, so I have a few songs kind of ready to go.
Yeah.
So I've got a backpack with a few songs coming out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to be releasing a few songs until during the summer until the fall.
I saw you were writing on a boat the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That looked amazing.
Yeah, so that's actually... So I do... I kind of started writing for other people.
Which is really useful to kind of get your own vibe as much as anything else.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of... I've been writing songs for, you know, a lifetime, I feel. And it was kind of... It's a way for me to be creative, but I don't have to be as kind of anal about what I want to create. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, when you write for another artist, you can kind of go in there and be, you know, what does this artist want, you know.
Easier because you're almost with yourself, you're so broad, and you obviously coming from a punk pop know, band, you had to kind of go, okay, cool, I'm uprooting and totally changing, or at least molding into me again. Whereas with other artists, you go in and they're like, this is who I am.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what I want to create.
Yeah, and you know? Can just go like, boom, 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 let's make an awesome song. And it's very interesting to always see it can turn out so differently from whoever you're working with.
And how does it benefit working on a boat?
I mean, it's always a good thing to have great vibes when you're working.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
When you're creating, and it's awesome. It's got like three different rooms, so we're three different teams, working or writing, and there's like this main studio that's incredible, and there's like two smaller rooms on the side of it, and as soon as you kind of got the music down, you want to go up and sit on the boat and write the lyrics, and you know, it feels very luxurious.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the dream for you for future? Do you want your own...
my own boat.
Studio on the water.
I mean, that would be sick.
Yeah.
But I think my dream in general is just to kind of travel more through music and, yeah, play a lot more shows.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I could bring a boat with me, that'd be awesome.
Well, you could sail to the shows.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So tell me, have you got any shows coming up that we can come and see?
I haven't actually got anything.
Because you're writing at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of prepping for the releases. And also I feel like I just want to... I played quite a few shows in the past before releasing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I'm finally starting to release my music, I want to kind of get that out there before I start playing lots of shows.
Absolutely. And we're going to play Do It Yourself in a minute.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about that.
What? Do It Yourself?
Yeah.
I'm not following.
Oh, what's the song? We've got the wrong. I think we might have. We might have the wrong song.
I thought
queued
you were going to. This is going to be a game or something.
Oh no! I think we've got the wrong song queued up. So I'm going to. Okay, cool. We've got the wrong song, so we're just going to switch it up.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, it's all good.
Yeah. It's kind of. Like, I was like, this is a game I haven't heard before.
This is the kind of thing that happens all the time on
okay.
the radio.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit in terms of the one question I had here that I wanted to ask you, because every time I have an artist that comes in from that's not from the UK,
mm-hmm.
and also from the UK, to be fair, I ask this question too. I want to know, is there any like Swedish artist or Stockholm artist that you are listening to right now that you're like, oh, everyone needs to listen to this person? Because I like to hear artists that I maybe haven't heard
of. Yeah.
Or even if I have heard of them.
Yeah. The thing is, because I was actually spent most of my time in the UK the last like 6 years.
Oh, well, tell me tell me a UK artist then.
A UK artist. Well, there's this girl, Chinchilla.
Oh, yeah?
She's incredible.
Tell me about her.
I mean...
I don't know her, so I want to hear everything.
I met her on a writing camp like this, what I'm just been doing now.
Sick.
And kind of straight away, she was very kind of captivating in her presence and her looks and everything. And then when I got to work with her on the first day, and I always, you know, want to know everything about the person that I work with. And as soon as she started playing me her music, I was like, wow, this is something different.
Yeah.
Like, she's got this crazy Adele voice.
Oh, really?
And she can do anything with it, but she's got this, like, badass attitude, weird shit going on.
Yes!
Yeah. And she'll do anything, you know? Like, I just saw her at the Great Escape on one of her shows there, and it was hands down the best show I saw that weekend.
Really?
Yeah, like she's got her two like mates dancing with her on stage. They got this like awesome choreography and yeah.
Let me, do you know what her socials are? Where can I find her?
I think it's Chinchilla Music.
I'm going to find her and we're going to play her on the show. I'm going to have a
sick.
Listen. So you went down to Great Escape, did you?
I did, yeah. I just kind of, I went down there just to kind of watch shows and meet a lot of friends and have a good time.
But also it's so important for you as a musician to be immersing yourself with other musicians, seeing what they're doing, seeing how what their stage presence is, what their performance technique is.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing performing in the persona that you're in now, in as Chronicle, mm-hmm. is a lot different to performing in a punk band.
So different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been very interesting, actually, because when I started... you know, writing for Chronicle and starting to kind of experiment with it live, it was very, very electronic and very kind of laid back. I just had a guy on like an SPD and an electric guitarist. And I'm used to like having a full on punk band, headbanging, stage diving, crowd surfing.
Whoa.
You know. So I felt really uncomfortable. I was like, I don't really know how to move to this. Mm-hmm. But I've been dancing my entire life before I started playing in band. And so I kind of got the...
You got your mojo back.
The moves in me somewhere. But then now, developing like the live performance, I've been going towards kind of the rock energy again.
Yep.
So now it's kind of like I'm mixing my kind of dance vibes together with, you know, the rock energy live.
Well, the whole point, I guess, for you is to bring out you.
Yeah.
And whether that be as Chronicle, you know, or Tantrums Blind, you know, it's like you've kind of got to emanate you through your music, whether whatever genre you're kind of portraying. Do you miss the punk band though?
Yeah, I miss touring for sure, and I miss being in, you know, a band together with like my best friends, mm-hmm. and you know, where every decision wasn't just on me,
yeah.
and everything that we need to wasn't just on me. And in general, I'm quite an extrovert in a way that I feed off people's energy a lot. So creating and, you know, doing everything in terms of like, yeah, basically everything in music, doing that together with some like your best friends is definitely a completely different thing to doing it like completely by yourself.
But have you found it quite empowering to find that place?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely more precious in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you get to, you know, whenever I get to achieve something, you know, I play a show and it gets great response and I release like my music.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling of like, wow, I actually did this like myself and the song is totally like 100% me. That's very empowering.
And have you felt that with both these songs?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, should we have a listen?
Yeah, let's do it.
So we're going to hopefully be hearing from you very soon. But right now, everyone can go and check out Head Up and High, which is your first single.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the brand new one, Fools. Everyone needs to keep an eye on your socials, which is at Chronicle_770 on Instagram, right?
No.
Oh, at Chronicle_XL?
Yes, XI. So on Twitter, it's Chronicle_XI
yeah.
in capital letters, everything. And on Instagram, it's just at Chronicle with
an H. Perfect. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So everyone can check it out. So when you're going to do a live gig, you'll post it all up there so we can see it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can you please introduce Fools for us?
Yeah, this is Chronicle with Fools. I hope you enjoy it.
After all the times we've tried.
Oh,
this is Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Is he cool? Is he tough? Is he fresh? Can he pay all your bills and cash all your checks? Is he tall? Is he broad? Let me guess. He's got it under control, yeah, I bet. But do you remember Michael Lone? It's hard to forget. My Gucci guilty reign is overthrown with regret. When he plays the role, does he trip and fall? Does he cause a scene, acting out your dreams? And when he's off stage, does he act the same? Stung. Are you scared if I see you wear a pawn? Will you dye your hair dark so you're no longer blind? Do you remember Michael Lone? It's hard to forget. My Gucci guilty reign is overthrown. The rule, does he trip and fall? Does he cause a scene, acting out your dreams? And when he's off stage, does he act the same?
Dunbar, what a song. He's only 15, this guy. What a G. I didn't even know, I didn't know anything about Cologne when I was 15, but here he is writing a beautiful song. I really, really love that. And he's got a couple other songs on iTunes, so go and check them out. This guy, I'm really, really excited for his musical future. He's also released Pharmacy and Mime this year. Very wise beyond his years, in my opinion. I think he's going to be global very, very soon. The track Cologne is wonderful. It's his latest song. His visuals are very on point. He uses colour in a very beautiful way. Go and check out his Instagram and Twitter and stay tuned to what he's up to. I really am excited for what he's going to bring. And that song, when I first heard it, addictive is the only word I can say to describe it. He's got a lot. Go and check out his other tracks. It's just everything he's doing right now is really exciting, and I think to be doing something like that so young is just crazy. So big ups to him. Big ups indeed. So we've got a very, we've had an amazing day already. We've got Molly Rainford coming in the studio in a little minute. She is our champion of the week this week. So excited about this girl. So Molly, I've been watching Molly for a while now, and it's just been banger after banger after banger. She's in today. We're going to be playing Long Run. I love this girl. She's been working with Plan B. She's been working with some great artists and also bringing out some great tunes. I'm really and she's also studying right now as well at the same time. Very kind of Brandy Aaliyah vibes going on. 90s R&B feels. Well, that's at least what I felt listening to the tracks. And I'm really looking forward to you guys having listened to her. If you didn't hear her 2018 track, I Like You, that's what hooked me in. It's when I first heard her. She's released Commitment this year, Forever and a Day, and Long Run. And it just seems to be going from strength to strength. That is why she is this week's champion. So if you can go and check her out, go and follow her on socials at Molly Rainford. She's doing some exciting things, but we're going to have a big chat with her in a second. In the meantime, I'm going to play some more music for you. This next one is by Lewis Blissett. It's called Sick Thoughts. It's a tune. Go and check him out. Very, very, very exciting musician right here.
Just be on guard, but that's just how we're designed. You got me so fucked up. Think about you most of the time. Then I think about losing my mind. I wanna stop before we go, but don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. And I got things that I want, but you're on top, on top, on top. Cycles forever and diamonds and leather will never get better. That's why I got these.
What's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
garbage, my romantic garbage on. Said you are the one, come on, dance with me, make the most of the midday sun.
Parks, Romantic Garbage. Watch out for her. She's going to be big this year, I think. Molly Rainford, welcome!
Hello!
Did you know, I don't think you know this, but this week you are our Champion of the Week.
Oh my gosh! That's pretty sick.
You're the Champion of the Week at Foo Bar Radio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for making me the champion.
Honestly, I'm so excited about what you're making at the moment. It's so sick.
Oh, wicked. Thank
you. How's everything going, though? How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I've actually just finished college.
Yeah, so tell me about this. So you're studying at Elam.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've finished now.
Literally did my last exam.
When?
Like 2 days ago.
What? Was it on?
It was maths.
Oh my God. I love this. You're like a musician who's studying. What are you studying again?
So I did music, English and maths.
You're insane.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get maths.
Yeah, you will.
Fingers crossed, eh?
Okay, so I thought Elam was like specifically music.
Well, Elam actually have two strands. They have a music strand and a media strand.
Right.
But obviously, I chose music.
And maths.
Is that
just because they both start with an M?
Maybe. Maybe that's their kind of choosing technique. I don't know. But no, they believe that you should have English and math as well, which I think was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I mm-hmm. like that. And how did it go?
Well, all I can say is paper one, I'm happy with. Paper two?
Not sure.
Yeah, not sure about that one.
Oh my God, I literally can't even remember what it's like to do exams. Like, as soon as I got out of uni, I was like, bye forever. Everyone else was like, oh, I'm going to do it like a postgraduate. And I was like, no, thank you.
No,
and I did
thanks.
A drama degree. So there was like little to no academia
yeah.
in there. And I was still like, sick of this shit.
Yeah,
get me out of
I
it.
I can imagine.
So I'm just having, basically, let's talk a little bit about you from the beginning.
Okay.
So I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I la 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 like you. Which sound just like the original that did, didn't
yeah.
it? God, I've got
honestly,
such a good voice.
You would have thought it was me.
Shall I just take over and be Molly Rainford?
Possibly.
Yeah. But I think definitely.
I think definitely.
So that's what actually hooked me in. That's when I learned about you. Because it must have been one of my playlists that I'm subscribed to. Pinged it on my iPhone. Other phones are available. No, it doesn't matter. And I was like, whoa, this is sick.
Wow,
yeah.
Thanks.
It was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And
yeah.
I just really loved the melody, everything about it. So let's start there.
Okay. Well, to be honest, with that one, when we were writing it,
yeah.
it was one of those ones where it's like, is this like awful?
Is this a song that's
yeah.
going to be legit, or is it like a silly one?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
Is this going to work? Is this genius, or is this like the worst thing I've ever come up with?
Yeah.
And we were like, maybe we should go with the genius one. And I was like, okay, let's carry on.
Honestly, it's genius. I'm telling you. I still listen to it now because I know this. The thing is with pop songs is they do have a shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
You can over listen to songs, and that
yes.
it's got that hook on it
mm-hmm.
where it's like you could end up, but I'm not sick of it yet.
Okay,
and it's
great.
Been time since you released it.
Yeah, it really has. Like
yeah.
it was last year.
Yeah,
which is mental.
I'm still here for it. Look, I've literally opened my phone. This is my Molly Rainford collection.
Yes.
But you've dropped already two songs this year, three songs this year.
Yeah,
yeah. Because we're gonna play actually in a minute, Long Run.
Yeah.
So let's have a chat about that, because you wrote that with Plan B, right?
I did.
Which is really cool. Great musician. Great
so
writer, doing a lot in the music industry
yes.
behind the scenes right now. So let's talk a little bit about, you penned it with him. What was the, how did you guys get together? Was it just a studio session? How did it work?
It was really random. So Plan B, he said that sometimes it goes through playlists, like you said. And he just like sees who he likes. If he feels a track, he's like, oh, maybe I'll work with you. And he just shouted us and was like, oh, let's have a session. Sick. And I was like, no way. And then the first session we write Long Run, which is crazy. God. And his voice,
it's
so soulful. I was like, I need a bit of that. Mm-hmm. I need a bit of that mm-hmm. in my songs.
I can, because it's so high as well.
I know.
Because what that song he did where he's in the courtroom.
Yeah. What a banger.
But, I mean, and also the vocal like range, melody range. Whoa.
I know.
What a fun guy to work in the studio
with. Oh, it was so cool. And he's so relaxed.
Is he?
Like, he's such a chilled guy. Like, I was just like vibing, yeah. singing some melodies, having a little chat, like... It was fun.
Yeah, and I think that's what we all want to hear. But the thing is, Long Run did really well. Like, mm-hmm. People really got hooked on it.
Yeah, I think because it definitely has a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know? And I think people like hearing that kind of almost 90s.
It was, for me, it was like Brandy, Aaliyah, straight away. Yes. I was like, oh my God.
Love that.
No. Yeah. It was really very reminiscent of an R&B, and I am a 90s R&B girl, like, through and through.
Me too.
But I feel like you're becoming a bit of the hook queen in the studio.
I love that. These I'm
hooks,
using that.
Banging out the hooks.
That's going to be my Instagram name.
Yeah.
The hook queen.
Oh my God, please. That is what you need to call yourself, 110%. But does it feel good that now you've like launched yourself as a solo artist, you're on this journey making pop bangers. Does it feel good that they're hitting and they're landing?
Honestly, because you just never know what's going to happen. Like, you don't know if 10 people are going to listen or 1,000 people are going to listen. So it's just been, I've just been excited to be releasing because yeah. I feel like I've been in the studio all the time and I'm always writing, but no one's really hearing the writing, you know? So it's nice that finally people are listening.
Well, I'm telling you, it's nice to hear it. So let's let's have a pause there and listen to Long Run.
Yeah.
And we can imagine you and Plan B vibes in the studio.
Yes, totally.
Tell me now, baby, what's the catch? 'Cause you're saying all the things I wanna hear. I know you're loving everything that you can see. Are you in it for the long run? Boy, you came straight out of the blue. I can't think of no one else when I'm with you. There's just one thing playing on my mind. Are you here for the long run? Running out of ways I can test your love for me. Running out of ways I can make you wait for it. Oh, I got time to waste, baby, I ain't gonna rush it. Guess that is the question. Are you here for the long run? Long run. What's the deal? I'm just going all the way I feel. I need to know if you're being real. Are you here for the long run? I'm so caught up in this fairy tale, but I'm not a little girl. I know there's a lot of guys who ain't in it for the long run. Running out of ways I can test your love for me. Running out of ways I can make you wait for it. Oh, I got time to waste, baby, I ain't gonna rush it. Guess that is the question. Are you here for the long run?
For the long run, Molly Rainford there. Are you in it for the long run, Molly?
I am. I'm here to stay.
So, 18 years old.
Yes.
What is that like? I know you only know being 18 years old.
Yes.
But at the moment, how does it feel working in the music industry at 18, is it? Does it feel any type of way?
Well, it just feels weird because I'll be going into sessions of people who are definitely a bit older than me.
Yeah.
But I still feel like I'm on that level. I don't know. Maybe I'm matured because I'm always around loads of people that are a bit older, but I just feel like we're all on the same wave.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's very starkly obvious when someone is not mature. I was just saying to you how vocally mature you sound. Because you were just saying you recorded I Like You when you were 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's crazy because you don't sound, and I was talking about Isaac Dunbar, who we played a minute ago, who's 15, 16. And it's about how you project your voice and how you sound.
Totally. I mean, I've always been listening to like big divas as well as the 90s stuff. So maybe that's kind of influence, and maybe that's made the...
You're a big diva, are you, Molly?
Well, I'm not a diva, but I enjoy that sound. Not yet.
tell me what big divas you like.
Well, I mean, I'm biggest Beyonce fan going, but then also love like Etta James, Aretha Franklin. I mean, who doesn't?
The people that probably inspired Beyonce, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's good to be inspired by powerful women in the industry. As a woman, a young woman in the industry coming into it, you know, you need to take those levels. Are you taking care of that side of the industry? Because, you know, when you come into this, there's a lot. You know, there's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
And you need to have a team around you that are looking after you and making sure that you're making right decisions. Do you feel?
Yeah, I definitely feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm getting lots of great guidance. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's fun. I hear like horror stories sometimes about people who've gone into like a bad meeting. But
yeah,
I've somehow got the lucky.
You're chill.
Lucky card.
And well, things are changing. People are more aware of the young people in the music industry. Because I think back in the day that we're talking about in the 90s, when 90s and noughties, when those kind of songs were coming out, people weren't protected because they just wanted to make music and get there.
Yeah.
You know, it was like sign it because you want to get that music out.
Yeah, totally. Whereas now you can do it unsigned, can't you?
Yeah.
Really?
I've had a few people. I was talking to someone about, you know, they got a lawyer before they got anything else. You know, it's all about making sure that team's in place and you know,
like the protection.
Yeah. So you've released 4 songs so far.
Yes, I have.
Is there an EP coming? What's coming next?
Well, later in the year. Yeah. Well, most of these songs will make up part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just putting out more and more music,
yep.
Just getting more and more ears involved, like you said.
We like the ears,
yeah.
And I like to hear the stuff that you're putting out, so I am enjoying that. we're coming to the end of the show in a few minutes, and we're going to play Forever in a Day, which is your new song.
My most recent.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So Forever in a Day, I came into the session, I wrote it with Ebenezer.
Oh yeah?
And I came into the session, I was like, Ebs, I really just want to write a really pure love song. I just fancy a love song. I feel
you
like...
You were feeling a bit lovey-dovey on the day, were you?
Yeah, because I feel like at the moment it's very much sass. Everything's sass.
And we love sass.
And we love sass. Oh, don't get me wrong, I love sass. I told you I love the 90s.
Yeah.
But it was also like, most of my songs are a bit like, I like you, but... are you good enough?
Yeah,
Whereas now I just wanted to be like Forever in a Day.
Oh, yeah. You know? And it is a beautiful love song. And I like that you wanted to add that to your kind of collection. It's like, I want to be able to show the sass, show the 90s vibes and energy, and then also show the love, you know, side.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm doing with my whole project. I just want to keep putting out music, not that's the same, because I Like You and Forever in a Day are very different.
Yeah.
But it just shows the different parts of me.
But
know?
Also each song is different.
Yes.
Your commitment as well.
Yeah, that's very much vibes, summer,
chill. Yeah, it's much more chill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you've done very cleverly is really show your cards. This is what I can do. This is the range. This is how many different kinds of things I can create.
Well, thank you.
But I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what's the majority that starts to come out.
Yes.
because that's when you start to form like who it is.
Yeah, the sound, who
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, because you are all of these things.
Yeah.
But then I'm excited to see what's next
as
well.
Yeah, me too.
It should be it's a good journey to be on.
Totally.
So you supported Harvey at the end of the last year.
Oh yes, yeah. At Hammersmith Apollo.
And you're like, are you matey with them?
Yeah. Me and Harv, like, we started on a CBBC program together.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, because you and Harvey have done like online, I've seen like YouTube videos and stuff of you guys doing stuff. What's that like, you know, touring with a mate?
Oh, that was really cool. To be honest, I was a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all these girls love Harvey. I hope they like me.
Oh, the fandom are terrifying. Yeah.
I
wouldn't want to tackle a fandom.
They're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
yeah.
great. I mean, I'm so happy for him. I mean, he's literally never here. I'm like, Harv, when am I going to see you? He's like, oh, well, I'm at home on Monday. And then I'm
for 10
in
minutes.
The Philippines. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Bye. What about a collab between you two?
Maybe, like a nice little duet.
A little Harvey collab, Molly Rainford and Harvey. I want to see it.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I've seen people tweeting about it, to be honest.
We always say that we need to do a bit of writing together.
I think it would be nice.
Yeah.
Is there any other UK artists or American artists that you, or any artists that you'd like to work with?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. Mm-hmm. There's like obviously massive ones like, I don't know, Missy Elliott that I'd love to work with.
Oh, God.
But, I mean,
She does stuff. She's still doing it.
I know. But I'd like to actually, some of the people I've already worked with, like to do a song with them rather than just them writing with me. Like for example,
who?
Ebbs. I'd love to do a collab.
Doing Ebenezer, yeah.
That would be really cool. But I don't know. I mean, I've got another great friend called James Smith. He's got a bit more of like a singer-songwriter vibe and I'd love to like write with him.
It's nice how interested you are in different genres as well.
Yeah, I think the wider knowledge you have, the more creative you can get.
Absolutely.
Because you can just steal from each genre.
Well, that's the most important thing, is to be able to kind of, because no one really relates anyone to a, I mean, it's easier to compartmentalize people into a genre so that you can tell your mum what type of music you're about to bang on. But I think, you know, it's good to switch and change and be open-minded.
Yeah, I feel like the lines are so blurred anyway now.
Yeah, and it's funny when you meet like certain people. I mean, Ed Sheeran's a really good example of someone who's a huge hip-hop fan.
Yes.
Like, he's a huge hip-hop fan, but he makes pop music. Like, you can work in the studio with someone whose output might be, you know, hip-hop, but their passion is dance music, or their passion is pop. Like, you don't, you know, you could. That's what's nice about the merging genres now, is you can...
I think that's the best part, to be honest. Like, all this country soul and all this, like, random genres, like, colliding is so nice.
I'm obsessed with Lil Nas.
Oh, yes.
Obsessed. Yes. Like... He's so cute. I suddenly followed him on Twitter the other day and I was like, oh my God, this guy's like the sweetest.
Aww.
All that people ever do to that guy is tweet him asking him how much money he's got, and it's the funniest thing because he just tweets back being like, nothing yet, you assholes. Like, leave me alone.
Drop me out.
Yeah, literally, like, he's just like, because what people don't know about the music industry is you don't actually get your money for a long time.
No, like, so many people are like, so you've got this many streams, like, how much do you get for that? I'm like,
no idea, because it takes a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of an annoying thing that it takes a year, right?
Yeah, I guess.
But that's just the music industry as it is.
That's why you can't be in it for the money. That's why you just can't.
And do you know what? That's really great to hear from you. No, but like, it's so wonderful to hear that you're just doing it, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's just such a nice place to be, isn't it, when you love it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it doesn't feel like work.
No, and that's the key.
Yeah.
The minute it feels like work, you need to stop.
Yeah.
What's coming up over the next few weeks for you?
Oh, just more and more sessions. Like I said, I've finished college now, so I can really focus on being an artist. Like,
listen to this girl. She's 18. She just finished school.
Yes.
And she's like, I can't wait to work more. What is wrong with her?
I'm like ready to get in the gym and like start doing like that side.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I need to be like Beyonce and run on the treadmill and sing.
Oh yeah, well that's true, because did you see her Coachella performance? Because like, geez,
Bay-chella.
Louise, yeah.
Bay-chella
is like, that cardio was literally unreal.
Cardio.
Her cardio and that, she was like, and then she was also running
but
a basic
she, like,
marathon.
She dances all the dancers and you're like,
that's when you know, is when, because they were dancing like as hard as they could dance and she was still dancing harder than them.
Yeah,
yeah. It was, I mean, it was stars in their eyes, like crazy, crazy stuff. But you know, it's you should give yourself a little break. Go and have a little beer in the park.
Actually, speaking of that, I am going on a little 7 days trip with my mum.
Oh, that's lovely. Where are you going?
Cyprus.
Oh, yes.
Cyprus is like our favourite place.
Get some yummy food in you.
Yes.
I feel like I've seen that on your Instagram.
Oh, you definitely have.
Yeah,
honestly, I always claim that I'm like Cypriot, even though I'm not.
If you know you're not, you just want to be.
I just feel like it's my second home now.
You've acclimated to the culture so much that you feel like you're from there.
Yeah, I eat so much halloumi. It's
you're just... It's part of the furniture in Cyprus now. Well, that's wonderful, and you need to take that time and do that stuff for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
It's been so lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We've had a great show today. Make sure you go and catch up on the website, www.foobarradio.com. We're going to be posting some videos of the fun we've had, because this week you are... Champion. Molly Rainford is the champion.
Wow.
Does that feel amazing, or does it feel like I don't care?
No, that feels pretty crazy, like hearing the champion in my ear, honestly.
Shall I do it again?
Yeah, please.
I can keep playing that for as long as you want.
Yeah, keep going. Just play us out.
Molly Rainford, here we go. You never knew she was a diva until she made me sit for a minute and play You Are the Champion.
Sorry, guys.
Before we play Forever in a Day, is there anything you want to tell us about it other than it being... Is it about a specific someone?
No, it's just like a crush. It was like a little crush that I made into a full relationship.
Oh, I love that. In your mind?
In my mind, yeah.
I really love the idea of them not having any idea that you even had a crush.
No.
And there's literally a whole entire song that has made you... Molly, thank you so, so much. Hopefully we'll see you again very, very soon.
Indeed.
Will you come back and see us?
Oh, when
you
tomorrow.
Won't forget about us. Yes!
Tomorrow.
She's going to be my new co-host. All right. Thank you, Molly. We'll
thank
see you,
you
soon. Bye!
Bye!
First we went from kissing on the counter. Yeah. Then we ripped the feathers out your pillowcase. But you didn't know I was a fighter. Yeah. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Until the summer, but kind of makes it feel a million miles away. Flames still burning like your lighter. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I don't want you to miss any signals. Need you to read between the lines, read between the lines. And I can't hide the fact that I need you, and you need me as much as I need you. Never had a love so patient.
Listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.